Nolte, New York Times appears to advertise for editor to hire then fire. By John Nolte on March 5, 2021. The far-left New York Times is seeking a new opinion editor in an ad that reads like a joke. It appears the newspaper is looking for some fresh meat to hire just so the Times' notoriously fascist and intolerant newsroom can taunt and ultimately fire them. But not before destroying their reputation first. In its online ad seeking a deputy opinion editor, the Times claims to be looking for a confident steel-spine candidate with a sense of humor. "We're looking for an editor with a sense of humor and a spine of steel, a confident point of view and an open mind, an appetite for risk and exacting standards for excellence in writing and visual presentation. We're looking for someone who wants to grow big ideas to make the world a better place, and to have fun doing it." To anyone familiar with the Times' recent history, the ad sounds like a total setup, a trap, a way to bait someone into a taking a job under a false pretense and then using that false pretense to destroy this person as a racist, misogynist Nazi. Why else would the Times advertise for someone with a sense of humor and a spine of steel, a confident point of view and an open mind when we already know that persons with those exact qualities have been forced out at the Times, but only after facing reputational ruin? We all know the Times isn't looking for open minds, spines of steel, an appetite for risk, and a sense of humor. What the Times really wants are hive minds with no spines and staffers willing to take zero risks. Instead of a sense of humor, the Times wants a sense of outrage against anyone who steps off the Times woke plantation. Basically, the Times is looking for brown shirts and woke Hitler youth to police, shame, punish, and destroy those who actually have open minds and a sense of humor. That fact is this: everyone the Times has fired or forced out over the last 9 months are those who displayed the very traits the Times claims it's looking for. A sense of humor and a spine of steel, a confident point of view and an open mind, an appetite for risk. Three opinion editors were forced out after they published Senator Tom Cotton's RR op-ed suggesting the military be sent in to stop the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa from burning down Democrat-run cities. Left-wing columnist Bari Weiss said she had no choice but to quit after being bullied by anti-Semitic woke Times staffers. Agree or disagree with her, Weiss does have a sense of humor, an open mind, and an appetite for risk. Nevertheless, she felt so much hostility for displaying those traits, she left one of the most prestigious jobs out there, a New York Times columnist, a job she probably dreamed having. It also seems clear that the very same traits the Times is asking for are the ones that cost Donald McNeil his job after 45 years with the paper. If there's anything we know about the Times woke Nazis, it's that when they advertise for an open mind and a sense of humor, it can only be for one reason: the newsroom is looking for another victim, another witch to drown, another human being to torment, blacklist, and ruin. These are evil people hungry for fresh victims. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.